You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number three of Mino and the Mayor. Kevin Erb, Tony Pickler, simplifying, decluttering, alloy in first. Lisa Hale, of course, new Wisco Weekend Preview. Their show is on tomorrow. It is such a great radio program. Dr. Ryan Burns, Bell in Sports Medicine. He reminds me so much of me when I was 34. Matt Cody and Terry Charles, Monster Jam at the Resch. And now Jim and Susie, New Denmark Brewing / Duck Creek Winery and Distillery, Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick. Dennis, these are longtime friends of mine. And I was there, not there, but I mean, I witnessed the start, the humble beginnings of going as far back as you thought it was going to be in Duck Creek. And then you're in Denmark. And then you got to raise some stuff and grow some stuff. And how do we do all this? And you guys have taken that and have won awards worldwide ever since then. So congratulations just to start. Congratulations on tough beginning and where you are right now.
Man. Yeah, it's been a
journey.
I can see why you're friends. Look at this.
Yeah, okay. Explain what we've got in front of us here, Dennis.
What we have here is Denmark Distilling Maple Vanilla Moonshine. Are you serious?
I've got Salted Caramel Moonshine.
This says 12th Street Whiskey.
Old 141 Vodka, made with corn, distilled 6 times.
Look at the
can.
And
the biggest can of beer I've ever seen. Golden Stout. New Denmark Brewing Company, Golden Stout, 7% alcohol, apple brandy, bourbon, barrel aged.
I admire your can.
That's your huge wines, which are phenomenal. And one that you guys did special for us at the Veterans Village, the pomegranate wine, which is extremely good. And you can't have anything better for you than pomegranate.
We still donate to veterans groups every year.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you for
Duck Creek Veteran Winery, Ancient Orange Mead, Black Cherry. I mean, your stuff is just amazing.
Thank you.
And it's all from your heads, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Jim's head.
Yeah, I have fun creating a lot of stuff. You know, it's a lot of fun for us and seeing people enjoy what I do. It's awesome.
Wow. I'll tell you what, you got to stop out there sometime, Dennis. Yeah. It's just such a cool place.
Will do.
Even just the decor of all the old stuff you got in there and everything. It's just a fun place to go in and sample some wine.
Well, that's what we wanted to go for, is just the more comfortable, family-friendly environment. We have antiques from when my parents were young and when Jim's parents were young, from our grandparents. We have all that showcased and throughout. So it's just fun to just walk around.
I'm just gabberflasted by this veritable cornucopia in front of you, man. It's just like Thanksgiving.
This is unbelievable. This is like a Tuesday in the summer in the UP.
Yeah, you know, and that's only a little bit of what
we do. I know. I mean,
we have probably over 50 products that we do.
And seriously? You come up with them all. They're original, right, Jim?
Yeah. You know, it's pretty neat.
I mean, that's the amazing thing. Everything he has that he wins worldwide awards for just comes out of his imagination.
You could say, what's your specialty? It looks like everything.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and that's something that we wanted, is to have something for everybody. You know, when someone comes in and say their spouse likes wine and one likes beer, so we got all the bases covered.
Success.
Absolutely.
You got the bases covered, brother.
Yeah, wow. For sure.
And then you grow some of your own grapes still, right?
Yeah, we do. We have 3 different grape varieties. We have Petite Pearl, Marquette, and Brianna.
How do they grow up here?
They don't grow too bad.
Very slowly, eh?
Is it slow?
Yeah, it's, you know, it all depends on the weather. If we cold spring, you know, that could damage some of the buds and stuff like that if they're budding out. But usually they're pretty hardy. I mean, most of them are good for 35 below zero.
Really?
Dadgum.
Wow. I remember my dad was big into growing tomatoes, and he'd call me from work at the mine, and which I just loved. I'm laying on a couch at 9:38, you know, and he said, hey, you got to go cover the tomato plants. because there's a frost warning. You have to run out with plastic sheets and newspaper and cover all the tomato plants and everything. So they were real susceptible to the frost, but your things can handle some of that, huh?
Yeah, for sure. You know, the biggest thing is in the spring. If we get a hard frost in spring when they're budding out, then that causes problems. But once they're established and we have grapes on the vines, then, yeah, they're good for 35
below. What movie was there? There was a movie with Keanu Reeves, A Walk in the Clouds. Did you ever see that movie?
No.
Where he hooks up with this girl, Italian girl, in, like, Northern California, and kind of works at, and when they'd have frost, they'd have to go up, put these little pots, these light, I don't know if they're gas pot or kerosene or something, and have big wings, like, and blow the warm air around.
Yeah, I've seen that actually in the Orange.
Okay, same
thing.
You know,
in Florida, they were doing that. They were lighting barrels of fire and, you know, to kind of heat
these
everything
big wings
up
and
get the frost
blow it on the things.
So that's where the term gaslighting came from.
May have. Mm. Actually, that's kind of the term I was looking for, these little gaslight type of things there. Yeah, but I thought that would be too much work.
All the kids
that.
Are saying that word these days.
I know. I don't know what it means, dude.
Me either.
No. So tell me a little bit about how business is going, what people say when they come in, and what they like to sample, what are some of the popular things?
Well, some things that they say when they come in, especially if they have come in when we first started, when we had the small tasting room, they're just in awe of it's much bigger than it looks
from the outside. Right.
So we get that a lot. The most popular things, our salted caramel is amazing. That is a top seller.
I can imagine.
Salted caramel moonshine.
It's good just straight. It's, you know, you don't need anything to mix with that.
But again, when you sit and think about these, Jim, is it based on things you like or that somebody said, boy, I wish you had a...
It's a lot of, you know, different ideas that I come up with. Sometimes I'll just be driving around and all of a sudden something pops in my head and I'm like, oh, hey, I got to write that down.
I do that too, but it never leads to anything good. Nothing.
But you always end up on your feet, though.
Later I was bad thoughts somehow.
But yeah, you know, I mean, it's neat because, you know, we brought the beer on in 20, but I've brewed since the early 90s.
Right.
So I chose a path of winery.
Okay, but let me just say this. So starting up a winery, making your own wine.
Yep.
Making your own beer. That's all one thing. Making your own moonshine and your own vodka.
Yeah.
Tell me about that process and that transition. Because that's a whole different animal, even with the state and everything, isn't it?
It is. It is. You know, you have to have different licensing for distilling. You know, and it's more critical as far as because you got a higher proof alcohol.
Right.
Versus wine at like 10 and 12%. Now you're talking stuff that's 80 proof, you know, we do a sugar shine that's 100 proof as well.
Okay. I got to ask you that though. Educate me on something. I'm never sure of which one is what, where it says, okay, like your moonshine, salted caramel moonshine, spirits distilled from grain with natural flavors. Okay. 30% alcohol volume, 60 proof. What do those two mean?
Proof and alcohol content?
Yes. Do you know? Because I don't know.
Well, alcohol is basically...
And I hope you know, Jim.
Okay, so say we were running the still.
Okay.
And the alcohol's coming out. And usually like on the pot still that we run our rum and whiskey on, that comes out at 150 proof. And basically proofing is a way to determine... you know, what your alcohol is. And so half of the proof is what the percentage of alcohol is. So if you're at 150 proof, that's 75% alcohol. Now, like on our reflux column still, which we run our vodka and gin, that'll actually run almost pure. So it'll run like 192 proof. And it goes back to a lot of the old days of how they actually tested the alcohol. And that's where the proof name came in.
Well, I've told a story a million times how my grandma and my dad, they'd put a little bit in a saucer and they'd light it. And by the color of the flame, they could determine where they were at.
Yeah, there was a lot of the old guys that were doing that. Some of the old moonshiners, they would just shake the jar and how many bubbles were in there. They'd kind of know how the proof was. And
so when those old moonshiners used to make that, what was grappa, it was called, my grandma. But what proof was that?
A lot of those guys, you know, on their pot stills, they could run just like what we do, about 150 proof to 160 proof.
Okay.
The column still, what happens is you have a big, tall column, and the alcohol vapor goes up.
Right.
Gets cooled down, goes back down and it just keeps doing that through all. There's a bunch of copper plates in it.
Yep.
And by doing that, it makes it more pure. So it actually helps get your proof up or your alcohol content. So you're almost pure alcohol.
Wow.
What's the point of using copper as opposed to something else?
Copper, what happens with it is it actually takes out some of the impurities in the alcohol.
Okay.
So when you actually run, say, like the copper plates in there, you'll actually see they'll start to kind of tarnish and turn black. And what that's doing is taking those impurities from when the wine or beer fermented out, and it's actually taking those out, making it a cleaner spirit.
So when you say talk about clean, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
We're like clean vodka here. Made from corn, distilled 6 times.
I just figured this out then. So if you're drinking this stuff, you're getting closer to God. Getting a cleaner spirit.
Potentially.
Absolutely.
I like it.
Absolutely. I just like reading one of your things here. Like, you have these cool little sayings on your logos and everything. Before I-43, old 141 was the gateway to Green Bay, which passed by many small towns, including Denmark and our distillery. We pay homage to old 141 with our specially crafted vodka that has a crisp, clean, and smooth taste. I just think that's cool how you incorporate where you are and the heritage and the history of your families. And your. I just think that you're not in some, you know, just a strip mall someplace or whatever. You guys really embrace the whole places you live, places you've been, and your families. I like that.
We try to, and I think that's what makes our place different, is because we are family-owned, we try to incorporate everything there is about our families.
Right.
Yeah, you know, and
I mean, it's organic. I mean, that's a catchy term, but it really is.
And it's neat because, I mean, our families have a lot of rich history, so in... A lot of the antiques that we have in there. You know, it's neat because we have water skis hanging up.
I know. You know, an old snowmobile.
I'll tell people, you know, me and my wife skied on these skis.
Yeah.
You know, when we were younger, there's pictures of me driving the two snowmobiles that are up in
They're like coming out of the walls in their place now. It's really cool, Dennis. You got to stop there.
I'm definitely making plans to do so.
And again, this is the biggest. I didn't know you could have a one. Actually, when I was growing up, they used to have jumbos. Would this be the same size that we used to call a jumbo?
Yeah.
But I've never seen it in a can form.
OE-800s and all that stuff, Colt 45s. These are, it looks like these are fatter
basically
cans
a
than
lot
that.
Of, used to be glass bottles. They're
right.
The 32-ounce, but yeah, they're in a, it's called a crawler.
Oh, okay.
Right on, yeah.
That's cool. We got under a quick break. This is fun. Jim and Susie, New Denmark Brewing, Duck Creek Winery Distillery, Mine of the Mayor's, top craft pick. We got our musical guests coming up at the bottom of the hour. Sunrise Project, Heights Puppet Parlor Music Series. Fun stuff. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. You know, when people ask me sometimes what I do for a living, I tell them, well, on Fridays, I get to talk about great booze and people that are very big into creating some great things. And we got live music. This is the greatest hour of the week between 8 and 9, isn't it, Dennis?
This is awesome. We actually have a drum kit behind us.
I know.
Can't wait to share that with you.
Okay. Kombucha. Did I pronounce it right?
Yeah.
You did.
Okay. Tell me, what is this bottle of kombucha raspberry pomegranate?
Okay. Kombucha is a probiotic non-alcoholic tea. A lot of people drink it because it helps aid in digestion. But yeah, they've been making that for a lot of years, and I started making it in 2003. But yeah, it's something that really has a lot of good health properties.
And it's non-alcoholic, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So you just drink this as like a juice or
yeah,
as a
mixer?
Yeah, you
know, usually I drink probably a cup a day.
Okay.
Or straight you can up. Have, that's a 12-ounce bottle, you can have that.
Okay, just read it. Naturally fermented kombucha made from green tea organic sugar, natural flavors, and then fermented to provide beneficial healthy tea.
Yeah. And actually, what happens is we brew the tea, and then it gets put in a tank with, it's called a SCOBY. They look kind of gross, like a big blob.
Okay.
And it basically, it's called a symbiotic culture of live yeast and bacteria. And what happens is it does a light ferment, but it's not enough. I mean, it does have like a near beer alcohol level, but it's not enough that SCOBY doesn't, like a wine yeast or a beer yeast, but they do make wine kombucha or beer kombucha. So what they'll do is they'll actually ferment that in the SCOBY, and then they'll put it in a secondary fermenter, and they'll actually add beer yeast or wine yeast, and then it'll be alcoholic.
Well, that's the thing, though. But some of these things that, you know, they're thousands and thousands and thousands of years, whether it's Chinese or Greek or whomever they were, some of their things they used to do for health and for drinking, but those properties aren't that bad for you, correct?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, there's a lot of good health properties with a lot of those old remedies that they had. And, you know, people still drink a lot of it. We sell quite a bit of kombucha. We actually have it at Woodman's, and Woodman sells quite a bit of it.
Wow.
That's where I've seen it now.
That sounds like something that'd be right up your...
Up my what?
Up your whatever. Because you're always...
Sorry about that, friends. It's Friday.
Hey, I don't know what you're doing. But you're always... turning me on to new healthy type things is what I'm saying.
I might guess I'm a bad influence on
it. I guess so, but you do. You always turn me on to new healthy type things. And this sounds like something that would be right in your lane.
Oh, that would be, that's right up there with, you know, Stairway to Heaven.
Yes.
It's, yeah, that's fantastic stuff. That's like you're mentioning off the, at the break, that this is like a 9,000 year old thing, the kombucha.
Yeah, it is. The Chinese developed it like 9,000 years ago. Yeah. You know, it's, believed a lot of that Eastern medicine,
right?
You know, it has some really good health properties. I know they did a lot of stuff with herbs and stuff like that too. But the kombucha, I know it was neat because I was at Woodman's the other day, and there was a mom with her daughter, and she's like, "Yeah, I gotta drink the kombucha because it makes my tummy feel better."
But you know, a lot of these things though too, you like, I know a lot of alcohol is getting honey based, and honey, when we have Big Wayne on, you know, our beekeeper, talks about how they found honey from like 10,000 years ago that you could eat today. I mean, it has some of these things have, yeah, some of these properties that,
that's crazy,
you know, for over time, well, have really been beneficial.
That's like the mead, you know.
Yeah, well, tell me about mead. What is mead?
Mead is actually a wine that's produced from honey.
Oh.
Honey.
That one there, the ancient orange mead, that's actually made with blood orange. There's a hint of cinnamon and a hint of clove in it.
Oh.
It's actually a really, really delicious. We actually took a platinum medal in New York with that one.
Dead gum. Was that something you would like heat up a little bit to
do? You can. You can either have it cold or you can heat it up. It's one that's kind of neat both ways that way.
What's blood orange mead with natural flavors.
Yummy. So what's the purpose of heating up wine, like during this, you know, the cold seasons, if you will?
A lot of times what it does when you have spices in wine, like mulled wine, heating it up actually brings out more of those spice flavors in it. So when you drink it, plus when it's cold out, it's nice to have something warm.
It is nice.
It is. We used to do that when rabbit hunting. My dad would always have a thermos of coffee and wine.
Really?
And then, yeah, and he'd give me a sip because it would really warm you up like you can't believe.
Coffee and wine?
Together, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is called a coffee royal. And then these are really big with pomegranate.
Yeah.
You like that flavor, don't you?
Yeah, the pomegranate's neat because it has some nice tartness that comes through in it. You know, a lot of people love that Veterans Vintage wine just because of that pomegranate flavor with that tartness. You know, and it's neat. It actually goes well with a lot of foods, too.
But your place, what somebody really needs to do if they come to your place, they got to go to the they got to taste. You know what I mean? They got to do a little taste test on some of the things, right? To really find that you really like.
Yeah, we do flights where you get four pours and you can mix and match because we're all three with a brewery, winery, distillery. So they can have a beer, they can have a wine, they can have a couple shines on their flight. So it's a neat way to
taste. I've been shined on a flight before. Oh, yeah.
That's something called getting your shine on.
Hey, tell everybody if it's Saturday afternoon, they want to do something. It's like, hey, I heard these guys on the Mino Show. Tell them what they can do.
Well, they can take a stop out and do a tasting. We're located at 5046 County Road R. We're in Denmark. Our hours are Thursdays and Fridays, noon to 6, Saturday noon to 5, and Sunday noon to 4.
And it's a great place to go and sample some. And you got great gear. I love your swag. And you know, that one time I brought home about 6 bottles for my sisters. Remember that?
Yep.
Yeah.
And they just love it. They're like, oh, my God, this is fantastic. So that's what you got to do. You got to stop there and sample all the different things you have.
Yeah. And it's someplace just to hang out. And we have a fireplace. We have a lot of games. Kids can play. Adults can play.
I had a great book signing there that day.
Yes.
That was so much fun. I had so many veterans that live in your area that came out to support you guys.
Yeah, for sure.
Who was that artist we had, the singer that day? He was an old veteran. He was really good.
I'd love
to get him on sometime.
Yeah, Murphy.
He was great. Tell everybody one more. Oh, go ahead, Dennis.
Well, I just think we're coming up to break pretty quick.
Yeah, I know, but I just want to say one more time, give us your location.
It's 5046 County Road R, Denmark.
And I'll tell you what, you got to kind of look for it, though, if you're blowing down that street.
Yeah, our sign's not very big.
Yeah. Once you get to Twin Oaks Golf Course.
You went too far.
I know that landmark.
Well, yeah, if Twin Oaks on your left, you're still heading towards it.
Right.
Twin Oaks on your right, you went past it.
Right.
All right. You guys are awesome. Thanks for everything you guys have done for our troops and our veterans.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
We're going to keep promoting you guys, Jim and Susie. Pronounce your last name, Susie. I always mix it up.
Plutz.
And of course, you can vote for him online, wgbw.fm or wiss.fm. Click on the top craft pick and choose them as your favorite.
Folks, you got to stop out there tomorrow or anytime. It's fantastic. Back with our musical guest right after this.
10.
A good start to the Heist Puppet Parlor Music Series. Ashley, I'm catching my breath here, just jamming along.
That was awesome.
Wow, this is going to be fun. Sunrise in the House. Heist Puppet Parlor Music Series. Ashley here from the Heist Puppet Parlor. Big week. UW Green Bay women got that win. How cool is that?
They play tomorrow.
That's going to be so exciting.
Yeah.
Had their big reveal party, and you guys have Cassie who's playing and seeing her on national TV, which is really cool.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
You guys have all the games on today and everything then?
Yep. And we have a Hoops Madness special. So we've got $8 boneless wings with fries during the games and $3 bottled beers.
Nice.
Yep.
That's a really good deal.
Yeah, and then all month long, we'll have our Reuben Panini, Rachel Panini, and the Reuben Rolls available, as well as some of our green drinks for March. So
phenomenal.
Some fun cocktails. There is Project Pink happening at the Meyer tonight and tomorrow night, so make Heights your pre-show destination or stop in for drinks after.
What is that? Can you describe that, Project Pink?
Well, isn't it?
It's a Pink Floyd tribute. Yeah.
Pink Floyd tribute.
Yeah, some friends of mine are in that group.
It's supposed to be pretty good.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Oh, that's cool.
Make it a night coming out to see that.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in high school, I went to the movie, the Pink Floyd movie. I can't think of the name of it.
The Wall?
Oh, the Wall. Wall. Yeah.
Thank you.
The Wall.
Thank
you. You ever hear that?
Did I ever hear of it?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay. I'm just asking.
I've been working in radio for a long time, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's like 1974.
Well,
75.
Way before my time.
Right. Well, introduce our very special guest right here. Ashley, stick around. I like your little cup holder thingy.
Oh, thanks.
That's cool. Todd, introduce our very special guest here, buddy.
Well, this is a group. We actually had to take a little extra time to get everything set up. This is Sunrise Project, and we'll let Jason talk a little bit about that this morning.
Jason Reisdorf?
Reisdorf.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Hi, Jason.
It's part of the joke. So many people have said my name wrong. And then, so I thought, Sunrise.
I've done high school football and high school sports around here announcing for 100 years. I still get it wrong every time. It's M-U-E-L-L-E-R. Uh-huh. Is it Miller or Mueller? And Schrader or Schroeder. And so, trust me.
Well, and let's be honest, Jason, sometimes he calls me Tom, and my name is Todd. So it's not just last names.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
and we got funny. Amber over here.
It's funny you bring Holmgren up, you know, Mueller and Miller, because my wife's main name is spelled Mueller, but they pronounce it Miller.
There you go.
What a tough crowd to be around. Jeepers.
I know, right?
Only where in Wisconsin.
I'm from Stevens Point, actually, but I live in Menasha now.
Oh, cool.
So we're all based out of the Fox Valley.
Dennis, lovely. Take it away here, buddy.
I was looking at your website, and the way you describe, or who somebody describes this group is amazing. May I read?
Yeah.
It says Sunrise Project is a sonic exploration at the intersection of heavy metal, free jazz, and punk. Put those three together, my goodness, that's a whop. Anyway, known for their unique performances, SRP's music takes audiences on a transformative journey into uncharted musical territories. With styles like that, how can you go wrong? I mean, are you kidding? I'm excited. This is our first chance. We have drums in here for the first time.
I know.
Tom.
He let me try them. Todd.
I saw you try them, and I told you before, you don't have the matchstick.
The wrist?
Yeah. Oh, he's got the wrist. All right.
He said I was good.
Oh, come on. No way.
He's really nice,
he says, too. He said I was a natural.
He did do pretty good. I actually thought it was the drummer until I looked over. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. I'll give him credit.
Yeah. Jason's asked me if I can fill in.
Yeah.
Landfill.
Yeah. Oh, give him the bell. Yeah, oh, look who got a bell.
Tough crowd. Hey, tough crowd on here.
Take it away, brother.
I'm just so excited we have drums in here for the very first time. For those keeping score on the Heights music.
Well, that's because Ashley
was seen here.
She's bringing in the big budget people now.
Yeah.
You know, we've got moving people bringing them in, everything like that.
Yep.
You know, one of the things bringing in a band like you guys, though, I mean, it's the kind of music wherever I go, probably would never have heard. I love it when we bring in bands that we haven't heard before, a type of music. I love it you guys are being original. Are you? I mean, is there any other national type band that would bring in all these three elements?
You know, there's a couple of groups that I listen to. One guy, James Brandon Lewis, has a trio, very much like this. And then also Happy Apple, they're based out of Minneapolis. But they have a similar type trio. They don't run effects on sax like I do.
That's awesome.
I know of, at least. I'm not doing it today because, you know, we don't want to blow everyone out.
Man, I'm already blown, man.
Sorry.
So where are a lot of your gigs? Where do you play?
Well, we just got back from a little mini tour. We played Oshkosh at Beckett's and Stone Arch in Appleton. And then we played at a place called Metronome Brewery in St. Paul.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. 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 It's a cool, really cool spot down in their basement area. It's a great room. We were kind of kicking ourselves for not bringing cameras and videoing that one because that was our last show of the our tour. So we were pretty tight, but we planned that going into a recording session. We just finished wrapping up recording our second record this last weekend.
Well, Dennis, when you guys got together, it's like, hey, we love the old 80s hair band, you know, let's have some fun with that. And you guys were all in agreement, I'm sure. But as far as putting together something like this, which is so eclectic amongst, how did you put together this group?
I grew up listening to heavy metal, Korn and Slipknot were probably my two biggest bands that I liked listening to. And I just had a vision of like,
can I throw one in there?
Yeah.
Insane Clown Posse?
You know, I actually saw them the rave.
This guy.
Is it weird that I kind of like them?
I thought you
were going to say Julie Andrews. Is that weird that I like Insane Clown Posse?
I thought he was going to say Julie Andrews.
He's a real hip cat man.
Yeah, they were.
Don't ask me why. There's something about them.
That show was crazy. They had Diet Root Beer Faygo that they were throwing at everyone. My shoes were wrecked for like a month.
But they smelled good, though.
It was pretty hot.
Can we get you guys playing right now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know if you need more to warm up or anything like that.
No.
All right. We got Jason, and we got Ryan, correct?
Yep.
All right. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Sunrise Project.
And the debut of actual drums in the studio.
I know. I'm excited about this.
I hope this goes well. I'm nervous.
This is going to be bigger than Mole Lake, man.
Gonna call that the Sunrise Experience.
That was awesome.
That was incredible.
That should be a show opening music.
I whispered to what's your name again?
Yeah.
I whispered to Dennis. You're thinking, is sax normally used in heavy metal? And we're going, no, that's the best. How did you combine those three elements into that sound, unique sound?
Well, just kind of what I was talking about before, like one of my dreams was always to just like have a heavy metal band and instead of be the vocalist, play sax in it. So I just started kind of writing down riffs and it just got heavy and we just went that route.
That's the coolest stuff. I'm going to say this. It's going to sound bizarre coming out, you know, as you hear it, but it's the highest compliment for me. To me, it reminds me of the first time I ever heard like the Pink Panther theme. And I say that because the first time jazz was introduced to my ears when I was as a little kid, and it blew my freaking mind and opened up my mind to music.
Yeah.
So that's what that reminds me of. So that's That's so awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, thank you.
What is that symbol on your snare? I mean, for those watching on Facebook Live and YouTube, what is that?
It's a thing called a stack. Hang on,
forgive me.
We can hear it. Yeah.
That is so neat. It's something you don't see every day. It looks like a brake pad.
Yeah, so it's a little thing. It's called a K-Stack, and it's just like there's a company called Stack Ring Percussion. I think they're out of North Carolina. I have a couple of their products. This one's really cool because recycled cymbals, and it's just it just makes a little like snappy, just like kind of stacky little sound. But you can also adjust it to like adjust the. So it's just something, and it's nice because you can just put it on one of your drums, and it's just like, oh, it's there. So it's like,
yeah.
That's something cool. I think Mino could play. Absolutely. He could play that.
I'm down with that.
That's about it.
See, it sounds like something you could use. It sounds like almost like you're playing with a brush on a cymbal, so to speak. Yeah. And I'd really admire the way you found your light pocket to play in a room like this. The how you do that, the style that you did it, the control you displayed there, my friend, style. That was awesome. And that was awesome.
Yeah, you should see the rig that he recorded on.
I can imagine. I was just watching that.
I was watching some videos, and I always watch videos of drummers and stuff like that, and then wish I could be that. So I saw some of your stuff. It was really good.
Yeah. It's cool. It's cool watching. That's one of my most fun aspects of this entire show, other than spending time with Ashley from the Heights, is just watching you guys up close and personal. Like when we have guitarists sitting like right where you are, I'm just watching their fingers. I'm like mesmerized. Isn't it? Because you're sitting in the same place, yeah. Ashley, where it's right in front of us.
I'm just like, that's all I can focus
on. They make
on
magic
because it's
happen.
So cool. Like,
yes.
I could never.
But if you're at a concert and you watch them, you don't appreciate it versus
right,
being this close.
Because you're more like jamming out and drinking.
Okay, stick around. We're going to have you guys do some more, okay?
Yeah.
Quick break. Back with Sunrise after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. This is rocking right now. This is so awesome. Sunrise Project, Sonneris. Jason Riesdorf.
You got it.
Jason Geschel, Ryan Thomas, Heights Puppet Parlor Music Series. Ashley, one more time, what you got coming up this weekend? This is a big weekend.
It is a big weekend. We have Hoops Madness Specials, $3 bottled beers, and $8 boneless wings with fries. So tasty. So stop in, watch some great basketball games. I'm telling you, I watched yesterday and I couldn't believe Clemson lost.
Those were good games. High school games are good, the whole thing.
And then Project Pink happening at the Meyer, so make Heights your pre-show destination.
Tell me again about I'm a big fan of your paninis.
Oh, turkey avocado bacon.
Phenomenal.
Say
pork
that again.
Belly.
Oh. Phenomenal.
Fantastic.
Oh. I'm not even joking. My mouth is like watering when she talks about those. I'm not joking.
So my question is the pork belly actually named after Mino?
Get it?
Wow!
Ding, ding, ding!
Yeah, thanks for being here, Ashley.
Hey, jeez. I didn't say it.
You didn't. You laughed.
Whoa! What?
Well, you encouraged the dinging.
I think that was
a nervous laugh. She's behind you all the way.
I plan on coming and see you guys this weekend to watch some games and
love
eat a panini.
It. I'll be there.
All right. But if you give me a vodka drink, make sure it doesn't break and I don't spill the whole thing.
Well,
he drinks a whiskey drink. He drinks a vodka drink.
Okay.
He drinks a lager drink.
$7. Oh, I like that one. All right, we got to get one more song out of you guys, because that was just pure fun.
Yeah.
So do you create all your songs? Do you do it in conjunction together?
Well, the two songs that we're playing today, I wrote, but on this new record, Jason wrote, I think, five of them.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Five out of the eight, and I had two, and then we played one that Ryan wrote, and that one I was featured on Beer Keg and Baseball Bat.
That's awesome.
How's their record look there, Todd? Todd, jeez, I call you Todd.
Yeah.
Because he got me because I call him Todd. Dennis.
This is fantastic. So where was this made?
This was
record we're looking at. This is cool.
Yeah. That was in
TRS Recording Studios.
Oshkosh at Surumi Records.
Oh, the t-shirt you're wearing. Right on.
Right here, yeah. I think, officially it's TRS Studios, right?
Yeah. Can I just read some of your titles?
Yeah, go for it.
Kaleidoscope, okay. Sinking Ark. Sorry, Noah.
March my heels.
Of the Oysters. Spin Circle Up North.
Up North.
Up North. Todd?
Yes.
Here Comes Johnny. Thank you very much. Bop, duh. Leash on a Freak.
That's awesome.
Rob in the Cave. Three Chord Pop Tune. Kaleidoscope. Close. I'm going to play this record.
Tell us about the artwork, too. Tell us about the artwork.
So that artwork, I took the SRP that's in the middle there off of the sign and you know, superimposed it on there. But then the sun there, my wife, that's actually my wife's original art.
Oh,
that is
behind
great.
There is actually a yin and yang, but I superimposed that over it. Yeah,
that
I
is
like
so
to do
cool.
original. Like pretty much everything we do is original. My cool. daughter painted that painting, and then I
no
just
kidding.
Scraped the SRP out of it.
How yeah. much Sweet. Fun is that when you're making a family?
Uh-huh.
Isn't that cool?
It's perfect. This is perfect album art, if you want to call it that.
Yeah,
how do we
it.
Get a hold of this? How does the average Joe individual get a hold of this?
You come find me at one of my shows.
Okay,
and then. You could probably go to my website, send me a note, and I'll mail
give us
it
your
to
website.
You. My website is sunriseproject.com, sonreisproject.com.
All right, grab that sax and let's hear some more.
You go, tell us about where you're playing next.
We're playing at the New Moon Cafe in Oshkosh on April 25th. It's a Friday.
We'll plug into your social media.
And other than Packer Draft, there's nothing going on.
It is the 25th. It is the 25th.
The 25th, yep. Yeah.
Perfect. Outstanding.
Yeah, we have that, and then we're playing at the Jazz Estate in Milwaukee May 16th.
Outstanding.
Awesome. That sounds groovy.
Get up there and play some music.
Yeah. All right.
Give me a word.
Sorry,
thanks for coming in, guys.
We got here. I'll see you at the Heights this weekend, I hope,
Woo-hoo,
Ashley.
Love it.
Who would have thought Clemson would lose in the first round?
I know.
Oh, my God.
They were underseeded and still lost.
I know.
Unbelievable.
Sunrise Project, Heights Pub and Parlor Music Street.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.